The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Wednesday morning. I'm very excited to be here with you. I'm in for Jenna this morning. And good morning, Pensacola. And good morning, Taylor with Great Southern Restaurant.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am so good. I was so happy when I was able to walk in and I saw Ruthie sitting on the couch.
So excited to see you coming too. It feels like it's been forever. We were just catching up a little bit before the show, talking about it, you know, the last couple of years.
It's crazy to say a couple of years.
This, you know, whatever we're calling this, the situation
that we're in.
This global, yes, unifying, hopefully, situation that we find ourselves in is still ongoing, but I am glad that it has brought us back together.
Together, I know.
The dream team.
The universe wanted us together.
That's exactly right.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
That's exactly right. And we are here this morning to talk all things Great Southern Restaurants and just kind of in general, like what's going on in Pensacola, what's going on in life. So if you are just tuning in and you have any questions, please feel free to call or text 437-1620, and we would love to hear from you this morning. And first and foremost, Taylor, in case, just in case, people have been under a rock and have missed for a little while, Great Southern. So why don't you start like at the very beginning? Like, what does that encompass when we talk about Great Southern restaurants in our community?
I think it encompasses there's something for everyone. That is my favorite part about working for Great Southern. There is something for everyone. Speaking of, just to divert that really quick, I did want to chat because we were chatting outside. We are hiring.
Yes.
If anybody is interested, we are hiring for all of the restaurants. If you want to do that, I'm sure you've seen us posting about it on Facebook. And as far as employment goes, there are so many places where you can look now. I believe there is a Facebook page called Employment Pensacola. If you are looking, there are so many jobs being posted on that every single day. And if you're interested in applying for Great Southern Restaurants, all you have to do, go to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. You'll look on the right-hand side. There's a tab for company. Scroll down, join our team. It is that easy.
Yes, I think that is really, like when we were talking a little bit earlier, kind of just the state of the world right now, right? As we live in this beautiful tourism, not completely tourism based, but that's such a huge part mm-hmm. of how people, you know, make their living and
right.
and have their livelihood. And of course, with the pandemic, that had to change for everybody's safety. But now I think the big difference now is that the jobs are there. They right. are available mm-hmm. and they're ready and waiting. And so
in our industry is so affected.
That's
as
it.
So many others are, but especially the restaurant hospitality. And you know, they are part of what makes Pensacola so great.
Completely yeah. and totally. And
yeah.
you go, you know, like I was out last night on the beach. We were having dinner out at one of those restaurants, and you know, it was a little bit of a wait time, even though there's empty tables. I think I really sincerely hope most people are being gracious and understanding that, you know, what you're coming into is not pre-pandemic.
It's like we were chatting outside before the show started, and it's, you know, you were at a restaurant and you saw a sign on the door that said, "We're trying.
We're
like,
trying.
Please bear with us." Yes. And I think that goes for everybody, restaurant industry, not like after this pandemic. We're all just trying.
That, and I think
let's have some sympathy for each other.
I think that's it, because what happened that you had to put that on your sign? I hope, like, so if this
right.
is your little PSA for the day, like, be kind,
be kind,
be patient,
please.
And
pandemic or not,
that's right. And
yes.
I don't know if you're like me, or we've been talking, we're both former service industry, like out front lines, you know, mm-hmm. hosting, serving, bartending, whatever
yep.
that may be. And that really is like a luxury service service if you think about it. And so please just treat people accordingly, that they don't have to be there to bring, to bring you your food. So, so be kind and over tip. That's just good karma, in my opinion.
Good karma. That's right.
Sort of put that one out there.
That is so funny.
So the restaurants are hiring. There's lots of ways to learn more about that. I know you had mentioned, the Pensacola Now Hiring, the Chamber put together that awesome Facebook page. Yep. So there's places you can check out the different positions. Is it like the rest of the world right now where, like, it's front of house, it's heart of house, it's like...
It's everything.
It's everything.
Everything. We are hiring for everything. If there's anything you're interested in, like I said, you can go to our website. You can always email me too, taylor@goodgrits.com. My phone number is 850-287-0200. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to give me a shout.
Yes. Yes. And I'm excited too, Taylor. We were chatting a little bit before about, you know, it is September 1st. Happy September.
We made it. Oh my gosh. I did not even think about that.
We made it this far and we're going to keep making it. We're going to keep showing up.
We're trucking along.
That's right. That's right. I think we're doing great because, you know, the world is spinning. The sun is coming up. There's so much to be grateful for, and the restaurants are open.
We're open.
So
we're open and we're trying.
And we're trying. That's on the t-shirts now. Well, just for everybody. I think anyone could wear that. We're all open. We're all trying.
We're all open. And we're all trying.
The only way we fail is if we give up. So just don't
do that. That's right. That is exactly right.
And we'll be okay. And so we were kind of talking before about how in this sort of back to school time, and as people are getting kind of wrapping up their summer plans and getting ready to head back to like a routine and getting ready for fall, that we're in this a little bit of like the anticipation game as we wait for the holidays.
Yes. And we're in that kind of like pause, like
yes,
the calm before the storm, for sure.
That's for exactly sure. What it is.
It's holidays are coming, and you know, with Great Southern is we're open every holiday. We love being open for the holidays. It's my favorite time of year. I know it's, you know, once September comes, it's like everybody's already like picking out Christmas decorations. Oh, yeah. I am one of those people. Like going to Hobby Lobby in like August just brings me joy.
Oh, that's awesome. And I don't know about you, but I have seen quite a few stories featuring pumpkin spice as of this morning.
I know. See, I'm already way ahead of myself. I'm already in Christmas.
I love it.
And at the restaurants, we're already planning New Year's Eve. So it's just like, I've been in the spirit for like 2 months.
Well, I think that's fantastic because, you know, the most wonderful time of the year, all that good stuff. And why not like build the joy now and the anticipation now.
It's special. It's happy. It's something to look forward to. And we're excited.
Yeah. So that, like, more to come on that. So stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned.
Great Southern does it right at the holidays.
Next month, that's probably all we'll be talking about.
That's right. But in the meantime, you know, if you're one of those where you're like, the Christmas tree doesn't go up until December.
I know there are those people, and I'm so sorry. I know. Like, people like me annoy you or are offensive, but like I'm just so, just give me a break. I'm so excited.
Well, and I think that's it. Like, we cannot rob ourselves of any iota of joy in
that's
this
right.
day and age.
That is right.
So like, we will embrace that. And and in the meantime, you can find Christmas free, holiday free for now.
Right.
Just good old fashioned delicious food. Are there any different hours or things people need to know about, or is everything with the different restaurants just and will you talk us through also while we're here for a moment, which are the different restaurants and kind of
so we have
what they're famous for.
Yes, of course, with the Fish House, we all know, famous for the Gritsy Yaya. We are open regular hours at Fish House. Lunch, dinner, brunch, we are open. We have Jackson Steakhouse. Obviously, we are a steakhouse. We have some darn good steaks. We are open for dinner right now. We are in the transition of hopefully opening for lunch very soon. So stay tuned to our socials for that. Hopefully, I'll be able to give you some more information on that next month, as well as all the holiday fun stuff. Angelina's, same kind of thing. We, and it is our Italian restaurant, our coastal Italian. We are open for dinner right now. Same kind of thing as Jackson's. We're in this transition of opening back up for lunch. You know, it's just hard. Like we talked about, COVID hit us hard.
Yes.
But we are slowly transitioning back into that. And of course, we have Five Sisters Blues Cafe, famous for all things soul food. And we are open regular hours, lunch, dinner, and brunch, just like Fish House.
Okay, that's awesome.
So yeah, because in the beginning, you know, it's just when it all started, we were just open curbside. So it's, you know, we're slowly getting back to what's normal. So that's good and exciting. And I know it's a lot. And everything we talk about, it's always a lot. If you have any questions, you can always email me, taylor@goodgrits.com. My phone number is 850-287-0200. And I would be happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
Absolutely.
It's a lot for me, so I know it's a lot for the rest of the world, too.
But y'all really do a great job of keeping your website and your socials. Everything is there, is up to date. So yes. If you're like, oh, yeah, I wanted to check out that Five Sisters place, then Facebook, I know, is a place you guys hang out a bit.
It takes a village. It takes a village between our team. And we miss Lauren. Lauren is out for maternity leave right now. Her baby is due September 5th, Labor Day.
Congratulations. Labor Day.
If anybody wants to call in with some tips for how to, maybe some foods to induce early labor, she would love to hear any of your tips.
That's so exciting. Congratulations, so Lauren.
So next time there will be a baby, which we're very excited about.
Yes, and welcome baby. Welcome baby. On Labor Day. It's labor for more than one reason.
That's very funny.
That's great.
But we do have some events coming up. No, I won't talk about Christmas or anything like that. But our first event we have coming up that we always have the day after I chat with y'all is our Atlas Beverage class. It is tomorrow. We have one at 5 p.m. and one at 7, and we are featuring Swamp Head Brewery based out of Gainesville. We are very excited to have them. If you've never heard of our Atlas Beverage class, the whole goal is to showcase what our local area has to offer in the beverage community, you know, which is important to support now during COVID, but it's always been booming. Every time you turn around, there is something new.
That
a brewery,
so true.
A winery, a distillery, something that you've never heard of, something exciting. So we are excited to have Swamp Head tomorrow. Let me go over the menu really quick. We are, there was a quick change of menu. Our chef de cuisine, John Huggins, we have decided to do a tribute to Louisiana after, you know, Hurricane Ida.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so we're going to do a tribute to that. Some of the options, it is a 4-course menu. We have crab beignets, barbecue shrimp, chicken creole. I'm still waiting on the dessert, but you know it's going to be good if David did it. He always does the best job. And then so as far as beer, we are going to have the Lemon Days Berliner Weiss. We're going to have the Stump Knocker Pale Ale and then the Big Noise IPA. And then we are waiting for the dessert, so we're going to wait to pair the beer.
Stay tuned.
I'll post it as soon as we get it. So we're excited to have Swamp Head tomorrow. We have a class at 5 and at 7. There is still plenty of availability. If you are interested, come hang out on the deck. The weather is supposed to be nice tomorrow. I've been keeping an eye on it. So if you're looking for something to do, it's $25 per person, and it's a bunch of fun. Come hang out with me.
That sounds like a really cool date night idea.
And it's like a very chill event. You know, it's very hang out on the deck. We're on the water, eating, trying new beer, learning about it, which is the fun part. It's with these events, we're not just as much as we love our reps. I say this every single time. We love our reps, but we actually are featuring someone from each place that's a part of the everyday process. So whether it's like a head brewer or somebody that's actually behind the scenes that can give you some really cool information. So if you're interested, like I have said, and I will say a million times, my email is taylor@goodgrits.com, phone number 850-287-0200.
Awesome. And that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
So if you're interested, sign up now.
One at 5 and one at 7. And then just to go over what we have for the rest of the semester, we call it, we stay with the school theme.
Oh, I like it.
We have October 7th. We're going to feature Rollins Distillery out of Gulf Breeze. We've had them many, many times. They are actually back by popular demand because so many people requested them come back because they're just the best. November 4th, we have Isla Mirada Beer Company based out of Fort Pierce. And then December 2nd, which will be the last class of the semester, is going to be Founders Brewing Co. And they are based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, cool.
So not local, but...
Yeah, I kind of like that, you know.
But we're excited, yeah.
Foreign exchange student coming in for the class.
Exactly.
That's exciting about Rollins. I will always remember Rollins. The first time I went there was actually in the shutdown, and they were offering hand sanitizer. They were one of those first movers who had flipped their operations and said, you can come out here. And I got stickers. We bought vodka. In addition, just like, how can I support you? I love what you're doing for our community.
The guys are so cool there. So cool. And like I said, everybody was like, when are you going to have Rollins again? Because we featured them a few times for the classes. But I think it's been like 2 years now. which, you know.
Wow.
2 years. I know.
Just like that.
Just like that. So we're excited to have them back.
Okay. And so they're coming October 7th.
That's October 7th. All these classes are always the first Thursday of the month. Like, I have radio with you guys the first Wednesday of every month. The next day is usually always Alice.
I love
Beverage
it. It's
class.
Your just-in-time reminder.
Exactly. It's always the first event we talk about.
for the Atlas Beverage class.
Yes, and like I said, there is plenty of room available if you are interested. It's always so much fun. The next event we have coming up to mark your calendars for September 6th at Jackson's is Rosh Hashanah. And begin your new year at Jackson's on Monday, September 6th, beginning at 5 p.m. For the past decade, we have offered a traditional Rosh Hashanah meal, celebrating the first night of this new year celebration. In addition to our regular menu, Chef Irv Miller has prepared an additional Rosh Hashanah feature for the evening, locally baked challah. Challah, I want to make sure I'm saying everything right. Challah, red and golden delicious apples with East Hill orange blossom honey to start. And then a first course of potato and zucchini latkes with balsamic fig preserves, sour cream, and fresh chives, finishing with the entree, which is going to be house-smoked and slow-braised brisket, caramelized onions, mom's kugel, sugar-glazed carrots, toasted almonds, and crispy balsamic Brussels sprouts. It's going to be $29 per person, and you must make a reservation. To make a reservation, give us a call at Jackson's, 850-469-9898.
That sounds delicious.
Delicious.
Especially the latkes. That sounds, ooh, with the fig. That sounds amazing.
Yes. So, like I said, you do need to make reservations for that. Reservations are just always a good idea.
Probably
be,
so.
Be prepared.
I like it. Let them know you're coming.
Right.
You will, you know, they are trying and executing
we
better.
We are trying, you guys.
Executing better with a heads up. So make sure you call.
Right.
And people can do reservations online too, right, Taylor?
So I believe for Jackson's, we have actually, that is one thing I will talk about. Before pandemic.
Yes.
We started taking reservations at all of the restaurants just to make it easier as far as, you know, occupancy and making sure everybody is safe. But we have transitioned back with Five Sisters and Fish House. We are going back to just being walk-ins. Just a heads up.
Okay.
Just a heads up. But with that being said, we are walk-ins only for those restaurants, but you are always, always, always more than welcome to give the host a stand a call. Check and see what the wait time's running. If there is one, the number's 850-470-0003 to talk to the hostess, and she will give you the 411 on what's going on.
Okay, that is good to know.
Yeah, so that's another thing, too. But Jackson's and Angelina's are still accepting reservations.
Which makes great sense. And so how about at Angelina's? Anything going on over in that South Town neck of the woods?
We do. We have our next event is going to be an evening with Veneto. It's a food and beverage event, part of our supper club dinner. That is going to be, mark your calendars a little in advance. It's October 28th at 6 p.m. in the main dining room of Angelina's. Join us as we travel from Venice to Verona while Chef James Brescione and wine director Brooke Parkhurst guide you along a culinary adventure through one of Italy's premier wine regions. Joining us will be certified Italian wine professional Michael Fix from Winebow Fine Wines and Spirits. Winebow represents some of the most established family-owned properties, as well as a new generation of winemakers and distillers who are dedicated to innovation and quality. Chef Brescione's dishes will pair perfectly with the highlighted wine selections of the evening. So if you're a big food and wine person, which I know a lot of people are.
Oh, yeah. I'm nodding. Nodding and
I know,
smiling.
I know it's you because the last I don't know if it was the last time we were on the radio together. Last time we talked, you were telling us that you came to pizza night,
yes.
Tuscan Tuesday.
Loved it.
Where you get a bottle of wine with a pizza, and you were saying your husband, Zach, got his, and he's a chocolate milk guy.
That's
isn't that
right.
What you said? So you got to have his bottle of wine.
I sure did. That was a good memory. And they let you take it with you. So unopened,
right.
Because I don't need two bottles of wine in one night.
Yeah.
So I can bring it home.
But you got to keep his wine.
I sure did.
There you go.
That's marriage.
And he had chocolate milk.
And he was very happy.
That's
with
stuck
that.
In my head because I just thought it was hilarious.
That's so funny. Shout out to my sweet, sweet husband who loves his chocolate milk.
Anyway, so the menu is up online. you know, this is why Lauren and I are such a good team, is she can pronounce these Italian words like a pro. I will do a disservice, an absolute disservice to the Italians out there, but I'm going to try my hardest. But I will let you know everything is online if you would like the correct pronunciation or try to decipher it yourself. First course is going to be the Risi BC Cristini. And that's going to be paired with one of the wines. The second course, we have a grilled seafood salad. The third course is a polenta sausage ragu. Fourth course, pork shank osso buco. And then for dessert, of course, tiramisu. Can't go wrong with tiramisu.
That I thought you did very well with that.
Oh my
Taylor.
Gosh. Well, I didn't pronounce the Italian words.
I was like, that doesn't sound too bad. Okay, that's why.
That's the Taylor way. I'm so sorry.
I like it. Hey, that's all good. That's all good.
Makes me miss Lauren.
Well, and like you said, people can go online, check it out.
Right, check it out. Research the wines. See if it's something that you're interested in. The price for the dinner is $150 per person. Seating is limited. Of course, reservations are required and can be made by calling 850-542-8398.
And that's the one coming up not till the end of October. So
October 28th. Just to go ahead and mark your calendars for it.
Well, yeah, you got some time to look forward to that. Brush up on your Italian skills.
I know. And then our final event that we have coming up is over at Jackson's. It is our Jazz at Jackson's, mostly Gershwin, with Ellen Vinson and Bobby Van Dusen. If you've never experienced Ellen's voice, I will say this before I read you the press release. It is like going back in time. You know, that very like specific, like in old movies, like that beautiful voice. That is her voice. She is absolutely blessed with like, she's just crazy talented. So I would, if you've never experienced it, you definitely have to. Her voice will take you back in time. But join us Thursday, October 14th for our latest installment of Jazz at Jackson's. Backed by popular demand, the featured performers for the evening are vocalist Ellen Vinson, accompanied by noted pianist Bobby Van Dusen. Together, they will present a program featuring songs from the American Songbook by George and Ira Gershwin. The Gershwin brothers are arguably the most prolific songwriting team in American music. George Gershwin wrote his first song when he was 18. During the next 20 years until his death in 1937, he wrote more than 500 additional songs. He also wrote an opera and music for plays and movies, as well as music for piano and orchestra. In the 100 years that the Gershwin songs have been performed, they have been sung and performed in every possible way, including jazz, opera, blues, and country. Gershwin's music has probably been performed more often and by more musicians than any other American composer. George and Ira's music tells a story, and their music is timeless, and it never goes out of style. And I'll talk a little bit about Ellen and Bobby. Ellen has loved singing and jazz as long as she can remember. Although she graduated with a major in elementary education, she began college as a music major, singing jingles for radio and television in Tallahassee. Additionally, Ellen taught elementary school for over 30 years. She looks forward to sharing her interpretation of jazz classics and songs that tell a story and never go out of style. And for the past 7 years, she's enjoyed participating in our annual Jazz at Jackson's, as well as events benefiting numerous nonprofit organizations. She looks forward to sharing her interpretation of Gershwin's jazz classics and has chosen some of her favorites for the special evening. And then a little bit about Bobby. Bobby Van Dusen, he is a Philadelphia native, and he's been playing piano professionally for over 40 years. His credits include Pete Fountain, the Dukes of Dixieland, Sammy Davis Jr., Eartha Kitt, Della Reese, the Barbary Coast of Dixieland Band, and the Delta Queen Steamboat Company. He is currently a touring artist and allied concert tours. And recently, he was actually awarded the world's best old-time piano competition.
Wow.
In Oxford, Mississippi. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. So, in addition to the special performance at Jackson's, Van Dusen performs 6 nights a week at the Sandestin Hilton, if you're interested in seeing him there. There's going to be 2 seatings for the event, one at 5 and one at 7:30. In addition to our full dinner menu, which will be available for the evening, Chef Irv Miller has prepared a special feature entree, harissa-rubbed 14-ounce ribeye with romesco verde and smoked garlic confit. Of course, reservations are required. Give us a call to make yours, 850-469-9898.
That is so exciting. Okay, mostly Gershwin. I'm definitely marking my calendar for that
good,
one.
Good, yeah. This is the first time we've done it like that. This is her new spin this year, so we're very excited.
That is so exciting. Well, I am so, so grateful, Taylor, to catch up and hear all of the fantastic things that are going on at the Great Southern Restaurants. And one more time, will you give everybody like the best place, website or Facebook? What's the best place for them to check it out?
To find all of the information, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Look on the left-hand side. We have every press release for every restaurant. Easy to find. If I can do it, anyone can do it, you guys.
I love when you say that. And thank you so much for just being here. And you know what? It's hashtag we're trying.
We are trying. Hashtag trying.
And it's so great to catch up with you.
I know. It's so good to see you. I'm so glad we got to hang out today.